Hello and welcome to the 215 Workman's Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from KJBRD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. This is the podcast of myself and Brother Landon Dunn, and we appreciate y'all being with us today to hear this message that we have for you. I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to continue on with the series, The Church, Which Is His Body. And we're looking at seven questions, right, to ask and to answer about the church, which is his body. And so today is going to be part four. So this is the fourth question. All right, so this... This question is, what is the purposes of the church, which is his body? Okay, so please go with me to Ephesians 1, verse 6 to start out with. Ephesians 1, verse 6. Verse 6 in the King James Bible says this: to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Clarence Larkin said, for the purpose of manifesting his personality, the only way then the world can see Christ is through his body, the church. In Ephesians and Philippians, there's found a phrase describing the purpose of the body of Christ, and they are, okay, Ephesians 1 verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And then let's go to Philippians 1:11. Let's see, Philippians 1 verse 11. That verse says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Notice that. Unto the glory and praise of God. Now let's go to Ephesians 3, verse 21. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Now Ephesians 1 verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. So, a purpose of Christ's body is to be a praise and glory to God. In a world that hates God and rejects his word, rejects his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 3, the body of Christ, the church, displays the wisdom of God that was hidden in dispensations past. Satan, though, he hates the body of Christ, possibly even more than Israel, which are God's chosen people. The principalities and powers in heavenly places see by looking at the church what God has accomplished at Calvary. Even the sure and eternal victory won over the devil and his hordes. Amen. So now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And in verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So, the wisdom of God in the cross was a mystery, hidden from the princes of this world. But now those princes see the wisdom of God, not so much in the individual believer, but in the church, the spiritual, united, one body in Jesus Christ. So, in the church is viewed a complete redemption. In the body is seen the restoration of the image of God that Adam lost when he fell. Because of Christ, no flesh shall glory in his presence. But in him are we in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that any man who glorieth can only glory in the Lord. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians 1, 29 to 31. Well, you know what? Let's start in 26. All right. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to conform the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught, naught means nothing, zero, things that are. Now, verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, Then verse 31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So all of this is revealed in the church, which is Christ's body. And God's purposes, which he hath purposed in himself, will be revealed in us through the dispensation of the fullness of times, eternity. Go to Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So, it might be said that the church, the church is God's pointed rebuke and divine contradiction to the pride and pomp of Lucifer, who gloried in himself, desiring to ascend and be like the Most High. Do you remember those five I wills that Lucifer said? And remember this, speaking of five. Five in the Bible is the number of death. All right? And so Lucifer gives five I wills. How many letters are in Satan? S-A-T-A-N. Five. So, look at Isaiah here. Isaiah 14. Oops, 14. Verses 12 to 15. Here you will see those five I wills. Starting in verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And then verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. So the church stands against the wiles of the devil, fighting a spiritual warfare, praising God's glory. And you know, since we are fighting a spiritual warfare, you and I, each and every morning that the Lord wakes us up and gives us another day, we should be spending time with the Lord and asking the Lord to put on the whole armor of God on us, so that we can fight those wiles of the devil, you know, those tricks of the devil. Amen. And those the whole armor of God, know, that is that's found in Ephesians chapter 6. So if you want to go through that, you know, you can, and you know, see what that whole armor of God is all about. You know, you have a lot of defensive weapons, you know, and you only have one offensive weapon, and that is your King James Bible. You know, and so as per 2 Timothy 2:15, you know, we need to be studying God's word. When we need to be studying God's word rightly divided. Amen. So there is the purposes of the church, which is his body. Man, I pray that you got a blessing from this, and pray that it helped you. Amen. And also, you know, if you have any prayer requests, please let us know. Right? You know, you can go to our radio websites, YouTube channels, whatever the case may be, and just let us know, and rest assured, you know, we will pray for you all. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Thank you for your prayers for us, our families, our ministries. Until next time, God bless you.